Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were talking about the manner of person we should be, knowing that the end is near. Let's continue with that today. Speaking of Adams, Peter doesn't know he's speaking of Adams because he was just writing down God's words. You see, this book is a God-breathed book. So that it'll pass away with a great noise and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. What happens when you split an atom? A great heat, a great noise. When the proton and the neutron is split in an atom, there's a great heat explosion. But then on the other hand, what keeps those things moving around in the nucleus of the atom? People try to explain it, but really it's just God. But he's going to let go one day, and then destruction. He says, the earth also there, continuing here in 2 Peter 3, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Have you ever thought about what that word dissolved means? Dissolved is kind of like an Alka-Seltzer. You know, it's in a tablet form. And then you put the tablet in water, and it changes form. Now, it's still an Alka-Seltzer, but now it's changed form. Now, I tried to put an Alka-Seltzer tablet in my mouth one day and as a little kid, and that does not work. I was foaming out the mouth, and that was a terrible thing. But this is the earth will be dissolved. It'll be changed, in other words. He says, so knowing this, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy, holy conversation, that is, matter of life, and godliness, godlikeness. What should you be? That's the question that is asked here of God. Looking for and hastening unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens, been on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Great heat. That's what the Bible tells us here. Things of atomic theory years before thousands, over 2,000 years before they really get it themselves here on earth. So you better ask yourself the question now, for that day comes, and it will happen. And the Bible says, in the same passage, that he'd have all men to repent and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Are you ready? My friend, you better prepare to meet God. You better, but right now, seek that life according to the Word of God that is holy lifestyle and godly, God-like. Nineveh had the opportunity to serve God, having in the past been delivered via repentance and faith. But they hardened their hearts against God. They chose the world. They rejected the past. And turned, when they turned to God in his righteousness, as their fathers had done, and they turned from it. You know, I think some of you that are saved, you've made decisions at an altar. But perhaps the culture, friendships, and desires have taken some away from those decisions. The day of the Lord will come. If you're saved, you'll be saved so as by fire. Don't be so unloving and so hard-hearted that you don't care as long as you're just saved. My friend, that is the most unloving person. That's the most unkind person to say, well, as long as I'm saved, I don't care. That's not love. It makes me really question whether or not you really did get saved. Now again, Proverbs 29:1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy, can't do anything about it then. It's too late. In the 1800s, you know, they found traces of where Nineveh had been located. I mean, that's over 1,000 years. That's close to, what is that, about 1,600 or more years later? You know, over 1,000 years, they rode horses and chariots as well as walked over and didn't know until sometime in the 1800s to those excavations that that place was there and had existed there. Walking over without knowledge that it was there. Riding chariots over without knowing that it was there. And my friend, in hell, they'll forget you. In hell, you'll never be seen again. But in heaven, saved loved ones and yourself will be reunited once again. What a great thing that is. Oh, look, there's God's anger. And seeing God's anger, you better take some good action. Joel chapter 3, verse 14 says this, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Now, in that passage, and we went through Joel, and we went over that passage when we did the book of Joel, it speaks of God judging the nations. They had dealt badly with the Jews. You know, those people that dealt badly with the Jews will suffer for it at that day. And that's there near the end of the tribulation when Christ has come back and they're setting up this judgment. The Bible in Psalms 122 instructs us as Christians to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And by the way, another doctrine of hell, the doctrine that Satan has put out there, is replacement theology. The church takes Israel's place. That makes a lot of lies out of the Old Testament as well as some things in the New Testament, by the way. That is a thing straight out of hell. Now, a Jew had been sent to Nineveh 150 years earlier, and God spared them when they repented. Now their descendants, having this history, having this knowledge, reject. They rejected. Just as in this country, many have rejected our forefathers' faith. I've seen Baptist churches rejecting the standards of the holy word of God, rejecting the doctrines of the faith, rejecting the holiness of God in order to be accepted and loved by this world. But my friend, Nineveh found out, and you will find out. Your parents nor anyone else can get saved for you. You must repent and believe the gospel. The problem is that the Ninevites did not pass it down to the next generation, just as parents and churches are not passing down the holy faith to the next generation, rather filling them with a hedonistic philosophy of faith and salvation. Now, it is interesting that Lord is the covenant name of Yahweh. It is repeated here because the warning is for us today, as it was for the lost represented by Nineveh, and the saved represented by the Jews in that day. The Lord, Yahweh, the Lord, revengeth. and his fury. The Lord Yahweh will take vengeance on his adversary, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord does chasten those who are his own. You and I have a responsibility, if we're saved, to take the gospel to a lost and dying world. Do you know the Jews had that same responsibility? That's right. In Exodus 19 and verse 6, they would be a nation of priests. If you go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 and verse 9, you see that we also are a nation of priests. We're supposed to be taking the knowledge of God, the person of God, and his way of salvation to the world. Israel failed. Let's not do the same thing. Don't say, well, only, see, Israel made this mistake. We are the chosen. Nobody else is. People today say, we're chosen. The rest of them aren't. I don't need to save. God's already chosen the ones he wants saved. It's not what God said. Can you see the folly, if you're saved, to not be the witness that you should be? After the white throne judgment, and those people are cast into hell, then you read this in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. Okay, the white throne, the thousand-year millennium's over. The people that have been cast into the great lake of fire. Revelation 21, 4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, talking about those in heaven. See, we've been there at least 1,007 years, so why is he wiping tears away again? I think we see an answer to that in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 8 through 11. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. I've had people ask me, what does that mean? That means that person's going to hell, but you were responsible, therefore you lose the reward. Because isn't there a crown of rejoicing, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, for those who turn people to Christ? Won't they shine as the stars forever who turn many to righteousness? So here, he says, nevertheless, verse 9 of Ezekiel chapter 33, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. You're not talking about our spirit, you're talking about our soul. The weeping, the failure, the loss. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, we pine away.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.